much for having us on. We have cats that have feline leukemia virus, or FELV, here at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. And the reason that we have some of these cats is that we have been helping some surrounding shelters and bringing in some of their cats. And we found that some of them have had this virus. And although this virus has been known to shorten cats' lives, we are now opening up our office to be a sanctuary for these cats with leukemia.
Are they adoptable?
They are. Yes, absolutely. Of course, people who are considering adopting them need to know a couple of things about them. One, they're really friendly. They're fabulous, fabulous cats. Two, they might require a little bit more veterinary care than, say, a normal cat. So a normal cat might need an annual visit to the vet. And these cats would need a visit possibly every 6 months. People who adopt these cats either can't have any cats in their home currently, or they must have cats who are also positive for this virus, because it can be transmitted primarily through saliva and its cat-to-cat interaction.
Is it tough to convince people that it's not cat-to-people? Is it contamination? Is that possible?
Yeah, it is not possible. So this is a virus that is transmitted from cat to cat only, so not cat to dog or cat to rabbit or cat to people. So you're right that is a tough thing for people to understand, and I think because there's been a lack of understanding in the community about that, I think sometimes these cats go overlooked, or in many shelters, unfortunately, they get euthanized.
So how many cats with leukemia are you currently housing at the Humane Society of Huron Valley?
Yeah, we have a couple. We have a handful right now. You can see a couple of them on our website very soon. You'll see Hayes, who is this incredible black and white tuxedo cat who is as friendly as all can be, and he definitely helps us with our paperwork here in the administrative offices. And we also have Jessa, who is a sweet girl who's a little shyer than Hayes, but still very outgoing.
You can definitely see a picture of Hayes on WEMU.org as well, because you're right, that is an adorable cat. What is it? It sits, helps you with the paperwork? What's happening in this picture?
Yes. He definitely helps us type. He helps us with paperwork. Sometimes he prefers that the paperwork be on the floor. He's a good worker. He's definitely alert and attentive and sociable.
What are the symptoms of a cat with leukemia?
There are many, actually. They can, you know, it depends on what stage of the virus they're in, of course. You'll see these cats and you would think they are as healthy as all get out when the virus goes further on down the line. You can see things that are typical of cancer symptoms.
If someone wants to adopt one of these cats, what's the lifespan and how can they go about this?
The lifespan actually can completely vary, although it is common for these cats to live a shorter lifespan than a regular cat. Hayes right now, I believe, is 5 years old. And they can live as long as 15, and there have even been FELV-positive cats that have lived as long as 20 years, although that is rare and takes really good veterinary care. So people just need to be aware that, you know, we're not really sure how long they'll live.
But it's just a matter of giving them a comfortable place to be while they're going through this cat health challenge.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, love is really important to these guys. And like I say, they are some of the friendliest cats you will ever meet, so they're really fun.
And if someone wants to adopt them, how do they do that?
You can either come into our shelter. We're located at 3100 Cherry Hill Road in Ann Arbor. Or, of course, you can give us a call at any time. We're open for adoption 7 days a week, beginning at 11 a.m.
Wendy Welch from the Humane Society of Huron Valley, thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.